I think you can feel underlying this text the gravity of preaching the gospel and the urgency of preaching the gospel. Everybody. You know, a man told me a story once up there at St. Paul's. He said, you know, Father, I've been coming to Mass for the last few weeks. I said, great. He said, I didn't go for 10 years. I said, well, what brought you back? He said, I have a little business. And I was interviewing a guy for a job. And I finished the interview. And the fellow said to me, do you know Jesus Christ? I said, yeah, sure, I'm a Catholic. And he said, when do you pray to him? How well do you know him? And you know that guy? He started me thinking, and I came back to church. Now just think of the love that man had in his heart for this. He got the job. But you know, a risk. My job's on the line. And I say this, and this guy could wipe me off as just some, you know, religious nut. And that would be the end of that. I'm sure the Holy Spirit nudged him, but he was willing to step out on it. And he preached the gospel. And I've always been struck by that because it's so simple and organic. It's not a, you know, and yet how true it is. See, there's a depth here. These words of the Word of God are powerful. Cure the sick. Raise the dead. That happens. You know, curing the sick, yeah. You know, be armed with a sense of urgency and confidence and just pray over people. I'm going to see a fellow today at a meeting and I already told him I'm bringing the oil. I'm going to anoint you. And I don't know how I'm going to do it in the restaurant, but I'm going to find a way. We've got to, see what I mean? What we have to pray for is a sense of the gravity and urgency of making known the reality of salvation. And as we experience it, we realize how important it is for people to enter into it. And we certainly see the opposite. What happens when people don't know the message of salvation and don't know Jesus? Now, it's worse in a pagan society like our own than in a devout Buddhist or Hindu society. Jesus will take care of them. They're trying. But look at our society. You know. And the human wreckage strewn across the Western world. So he says, you know, go ahead, cure the sick, raise the dead. My buddy Rick Thomas had that happen to him a couple of times. And I prayed over people and up they got. And I told you about that woman who stood up. We had this conference on evangelization in Detroit a few months ago. And I was talking about, because the witness, you will do greater works than I. Well, so at the question period, somebody really didn't like that. You know what I mean? And this doesn't happen today. This is ridiculous. Or, I don't know, whatever he said. And this lady stood up. She and her husband and her family, her children and her grandchildren are all missionaries. And they were in some place for years, and now they're in really poor part of Mexico. I think I've told you this story before. And she stood up and said, well, you know, where we live and preach, we see the sick cured all the time. And we see the dead raised. And the other day, just before we came here, there was a woman came in to see us, very poor, a terrible toothache. And she had come to the doctor, and the doctor had decided to change the appointment and give somebody else a spot. And there she was, poor. What's she going to do, sue him? Nothing. So A woman said to her 3-year-old grandson, go over there and put your hand on that woman's jaw and pray for her. So he did. He saw mom, he saw grandma, grandpa, mom and dad do that. He knew what to do. The next morning that woman came and said, you know, it's completely healed. So this fellow's getting a good start at 3 years old. So, but it's, you see, it's the seriousness of it. The rest of her life, that woman will probably be poor. She'll probably have a hard life. She has in her body the sacramental sign of the Lord's love for her. And she will hang on to that, please God, and die a saint. And when we get to heaven, we'll need an appointment to see her. And so that's, you see, don't rely on a lot of stuff. This is hard for us. No gold or silver or copper for you. Sometimes that's easy. We're broke. But and in another culture, yeah, you can walk around with one robe because people will feed you. People will take care of you. That doesn't happen. Happens still in cultures like where you come from. You know, where people, somebody, they, it doesn't happen anymore in our culture. You know. So show me your money, buddy, and then I'll give you something to eat. I mean, like. But to rely on God, whether, however, I can. But it does happen. I remember one day, I was in the metro, the bowels of this metro downtown, and I was trying to get my ticket to go home, and I was looking at the, how the heck do you do this? You see, and this young woman, it was the morning. This young woman was on her way, secretary, to work. She stopped and said, "Excuse me, do you need some money?" I said, no, I need some brains. I can't figure out how to figure this thing out. But one day, Jesus will say, thank you. I was standing there trying to, and you came and offered me money. She'll hear that. When did I see you? Ah, I was that priest who stood there and helped out. So, and then this mysterious thing about peace. If you have peace, and you greet with peace, it will bless with peace. And if it doesn't, you'll know it. You can do this walking through the airport. And then how serious this is. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake even the dust from your feet. And say it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day in judgment than for that town. This is serious. So let's stand and pray.